Hello. Hello, can you
Hello.
hear me?
Yeah, I can
Hello.
hear you.
Yeah, my
Can you
name
hear
is
me?
Josh, and yes, I do. My name is Josh, and I'm calling from Research Associates. I hope you're doing well. We're just conducting a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Wait, say that again?
Yes, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
No, not Orleans.
No,
Well, I mean,
and
I guess I am in Orleans, but it's called Harahan.
oh, okay. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Very interested. Yes, okay, thank you. And do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
White, thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings?
I guess they're all different. I'm not really sure. My grandson's going to school coming up, so I don't know what his school will be like yet. So it's kind of hard to say.
Okay, no problem. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, ma'am. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
Probably a little confidence.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm
And
not sure.
don't worry about it. And if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I'll probably vote for it.
Yeah. And now I'm going through you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one
Sure.
is maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
Public school buildings are important.
That would be the first one, right?
Yeah, first.
Thank you. We're almost done. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Do you strongly influence, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
I guess somewhat. I really didn't understand it all real good.
Oh, don't worry.
Couldn't quite hear you. Well,
Yeah, don't worry. And what about learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes?
yeah, that's good. I mean, I don't want taxes to increase, really, but I don't own anything, so
Okay.
it
So
doesn't matter.
do you strongly, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all influence?
You mean something to do with the schools and properties?
Yeah, this is like if you're influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities, ma'am.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
So, you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. And what about learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city?
Okay. And what about it?
Do you strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little, or not at all influence? But they
strongly.
Thank you. What about learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent? Strongly influence, somewhat influence a little, or not at all influence?
I'll just say somewhat influence.
Someone influenced. Thank you. And what about learning that the owner of 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage? Do you strongly influence, someone influence a little, or not at all influence with this?
I'll just say some.
Somewhat influenced. Thank you. We're almost done.
Okay.
Next
I'm waiting
one
on
is...
phone calls. I was waiting on phone calls. That's why I picked it up.
Okay, don't worry. And what about learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045? The same answer. Strongly, somewhat influenced a little, or not at all influenced?
I'll just say somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influence, somewhat influence a little, or not at all influence?
I'd say strongly.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
I'll say the second one.
Probably vote against?
No, for it.
Probably vote for.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I'm expecting a call.
Yeah, we're almost done. This is the last question.
Okay.
Yeah, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions, but for statistical purposes only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School? Yes or no?
No.
No. And what about a teacher at a New Orleans Public School? Yes or no?
What about what?
Are you or anyone in your household a teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
No. And what about a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay, and so that would be not affiliated with New Orleans Public School, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, stop it when you hear the group that contains your age, ma'am. Between 18 and 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
That's the last one, 61 and above.
Thank you. Stop it when you hear the last grade you have completed, ma'am. Some high school grad, some college or trade school?
College.
Thank you, ma'am. The last question is, do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
You rent your home?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.